This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Chad Beer. Chad, how are you?
Good, Henrik.
How are you involved with digital asset management, Chad?
I've been working in the field for about a dozen years. I'm currently the director of digital assets and rights management at American Express Publishing. We publish food and wine and travel and leisure, departures, as well as some other publications.
Excellent. Chad, you recently started the NYC Digital Asset Managers Meetup Group on meetup.com, which has been very successful this year. You've had numerous events almost every month. What inspired you to start this group?
Well, I was clued into meetup.com by a friend of mine. I was looking for just information about other specialties and other sort of vocations around digital asset management, kind of looking to expand my horizons and network some. And I couldn't believe that there was no digital asset management group on Meetup at the time. There were sort of ancillary disciplines on there, but nothing about DAM. So I tossed it around for a little bit. I mentioned the idea of setting up a group to a couple people at Henry Stewart last year, and they liked the idea, and so I just went for it and set it up just to see what would happen.
Awesome. And now you've accumulated over 150 members by, at the time of this recording. Do you anticipate more events coming up soon?
Yeah. We have taken a break for the latter half of July and August this year. But we have an event coming up in September near the around September 23rd to coincide with the Creatosphere DAM conference here in New York, and we're working on a something to sort of kick off the fall for earlier September, but that's still in development. And we hope, you know, as of September, to get back on our monthly meeting track.
Awesome. What advice would you like to share with other DAM professionals or even people aspiring to become DAM professionals, Chad?
Well, if they're just looking for advice on getting into the industry, so to speak, you know, a lot of people come to it through academia. A lot of people start out with MLS degrees. I did not. I don't have an MLS degree. I stumbled into this profession, as do a lot of people. If people are curious about the kind of work we do and the kind of sort of cross-disciplinary mindset that it takes to do DAM work, LinkedIn is a great site for networking and eavesdropping on conversations between DAM people. And Meetup is great, too. There are not a lot of DAM groups in Meetup at all, even now, but there are a lot of groups that coincide with it. There are taxonomy groups, and there are other groups about library sciences or searchability or information retrieval, and all of those sensibilities feed into a DAM head, really. So I think just getting your feet wet and talking to people who are in the industry, like any line of work. But I do not ascribe to the belief, and I don't think anybody really does, that you have to enter it with a degree necessarily.
Yeah, fair. So networking would be a great point. And do you foresee people following your model of the meetup group for digital asset managers or digital asset management professionals or people aspiring to be DAM professionals to start groups in their areas?
I'd love it if they would. I don't know if I foresee it, but I'd love it if they would. You know, what I came away from the whole experience with was that it was just really easy. That you know, I have the luxury of living in New York, which is just packed full of people. But the fact is, I don't do much membership promotion, and it's grown organically. We do post on listservs for colleges nearby that have MLS programs, and that really has boosted our membership and sort of changed our raison d'etre a little bit. We have more of an educational sort of impetus now than I initially intended, but I love that. And the advice I would just encourage people, if somebody wants to start a network, just to set it up. And you know, if you build it, they will come. It is my experience of it.
That's great. Well, thank you, Chad.
Sure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.